Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here around the center of the universe here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Of course, it's Radiohead. What a great song. If you play drums, one of my favorite songs to drum to. That's Radiohead. We are center of the universe, and I'm waiting on my co-host to call in. Blue Shift, where are you? We'll wait on Blue Shift to get here. He's the one who wanted to make sure we did the show tonight. He's running late. So, he'll call in for a second. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-637-1980. Tonight's show, he wants to talk about fallen angel symbolism. So, there he is. And let's bring him up. And Blue Shift.
I am here.
Cool. So am I, and so are a few other people, hopefully. Join us here on Center of the Universe. Real quick, if you see anything that looks a little haven't seen before or curious or wonder what you're seeing, go to MUFON.com and file your reports. Somebody will get back to you. Your state director is Rick Gardner. Tonight's show, like I said, is Fallen Angel Symbolism. Blue Shift, you have the floor.
All right. I got a quote of the day. It's kind of long, but try to follow, and then I'm going to explain it shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason." And then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And that is Job 2:1-13 from the Holy Bible. Now, let's break down what this is, because I've already covered what Satan is. Satan is a race of people, not an individual person, not the devil, but referred to as a devil out of context. Devil being a negative thing, if that's the way that you want to look at it, but as I said, there's different ways of perceiving the reality. Depends on where you, I guess, sit when dealing with whatever you're talking about, and that can help you decide how you're perceiving the reality and what you're calling different things. In this case, there were the sons of God, okay, and it's talking about a group of different, you know, races, okay? And in this basically outtake, it's talking about the Lord, and when it says the Lord, they're talking about the Archons, okay, as God, as they have proclaimed themselves as God, not the universal God, because the universal God is the universe. In this case, it's the universe of light and all the things that are made up in it, all right? So you have the Archons. You have a race of people known as Job, probably the impressionable Eve is what it sounds like, or some of the Eves, and that they were a particular variation or genetic hybrid that noticed that evil behavior is not something that they're going to adhere to, but they, at the same time, still are obedient to the Archon's calculations or will or whatever you want to call it, their program, if you will. Now, anyway, Satan, in this particular case, is the fallen angels. There are some of them, anyway. And basically, this is just a back and forth between the Archons and the fallen angels and the other people that, you know, are basically stuck in the middle of it. And what the Archons are doing when they're talking about this statement basically is they're trying to convince the fallen angels to behave and worship them as the rulers. But I have some news for you that didn't go out too well, and it still doesn't. So, anyway, now that I broke that down a little bit, when you're reading the Bible and you're looking at Satan, just remember it's a race of different people. When you're looking at Job, all right, it's not a singular person, it's plural, it's a race of people. Just keep that in mind, and it can help you get an understanding that you're reading a history lesson, not people that did certain things. There are certain passages in the Bible that actually did contain, you know, certain people at certain locations doing certain things, but as far as this is concerned, and what we're talking about here, whenever they mention Satan, they're talking about a race of different people. All right?
Okay.
And then also, they're talking about Job, they're talking about a race of different people, not an individual. Because it spans too long. We're talking about millions of years in the Bible. Millions of years. Not 6,000 years, that's just the last time the Archons basically fucked shit up on this planet. And everyone had to pretty much reconstitute themselves and what they were doing. Wanted to talk about fallen angel symbolism, because it's starting to become a lot more prevalent. And I'm going to start off with saying that when everyone sees the all-seeing eye, they seem to think it means the Illuminati, okay?
Right.
The Illuminati,
right,
as far as I know, does not have a symbol, and neither do the Masons, all right? It's just what you see, you associate with the particular group, all right? However, with the fallen angels, when it comes to, like, symbolism, there are a number of different symbols that you see today, which are pretty much new, okay?
Right.
The whole wings on an angel represent the ability to go to have flight to leave the earth or to fly. Okay? When everyone else does not have that capability. That's what the wings on an angel and like all these paintings and stuff mean. Okay? Due to this one picture of, the fallen angels being cast down, I don't know what that painting's called, but I've seen it enough times to realize that the bat wings that the guy has, all right, that are pointing upwards, those have been taken from that painting because it's such an associative thing. It's kind of burned into everyone's, minds that that's the fallen angels, okay, or it's talking about fallen angels. Now, whenever you see the bat wings, all right, it normally represents fallen angels, okay, that are going upwards, bat wings that are going upwards. Pointing upwards. And when you see angel wings that are kind of like feathery and shooting downwards, it represents basically, I'll cut to the chase, just basically it represents angels or interdimensional beings or aliens, okay? Because we're just calling it different things nowadays.
I was going to say, what's your definition of a fallen angel?
Well, fallen angels, there's a number of different kinds of fallen angels because there's a whole bunch of different races here on the planet. We all know that. You look around, especially in America, and you see all different kinds of people. There are some that have been here for a very long time, and then there are some that have only been here for a short time, and then there are some that have been here for a very long time, and they are the exact same group as the ones who basically have only been here for a short time, but they've only gotten stuck here recently.
And okay? They're here to do what? And they're here to do what?
A lot of them just want to go elsewhere because this place really fucking sucks right now.
Right.
Everything, I've already covered this, everything is designed to kill you on this planet. All right?
Terror.
It has to have a negative effect in order for it to be a good product that stays on the market. And then there's within the different realms from the military-industrial complex all the way up to in-your-face advertising, chemicals and compounds that are detrimental to your organ development that basically hinder your clairvoyant, psychic,
everything,
superhuman abilities, okay? And they're designed to keep you down. And incapable, and for the people in the metaphysics community, incapable of raising your vibration to the point where you can become one of those shadow people or superhumans or, as far as the military is concerned, super soldiers that can walk through walls, teleport, see the future, and then change it without having by having a memory of something that hasn't happened yet, and then thinking about it, meditating on it, and then deciding to do something different when that time comes. Or change everything that leads up to that memory so that memory never happens. These are the kinds of abilities that are being atrophied.
How does a fallen angel get out of here?
Well, you don't. The Archons won't let you.
Oh.
The Archons won't let any craft leave this planet. All right? That includes, we're talking about like space missions, like the shuttles and stuff like that. Why do you think NASA just kind of like gave up? because people are becoming too aware, and they're doing various different things and experiments and stuff that are raising people's awareness too quickly as things speed up. And so they've created these weird economic pitfalls so that they can justify not funneling your tax dollars into NASA, all right, so that you just kind of say, well, we can't afford it right now, blah, 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 blah. But if you look at, you know, everyone that basically is listening to this show should be well enough aware that people are screwing with your financial system. And that people are playing games and pretending to be God for all the people who all they do is worship money. They're making things more difficult, all right? And they're assisting the Archons in doing so, because some of these people are either A, evil, or B, they are some of these fallen angels, which they think by making a deal with the Archons and doing this fucked up shit to people, all right, that they're going to be allowed to leave. But history has shown no one gets out unless you have friends outside that are going to physically come and take you, and they're going to teleport you out. Because you're not flying out of here. Not only that, when certain crafts come down, the Archons go crazy, and then they try to deal with them. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and little by little, I've been putting it all on the table. And as crazy as some of it sounds, you can slowly but surely verify almost everything that I put out. And it makes it easier as I put more information out, and you can connect the dots between these things that I've been talking about. So hopefully this will help you. One of the movies that's coming out soon that's got my attention is from Disney. And I've already pointed out that there's some other good recent Disney movies that point out some really cool stuff, such as like Wreck-It Ralph.
Kyle, hold that thought just a second. We have a caller on the line. Let's see if we go to the call.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in the universe. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. My name is Chad out of New York. How you doing?
I'm doing
pretty good.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious. I saw science, and then I saw you were talking about fallen angels. I'm a Christian, and, I happen to get into these kind of conversations as well. I was just wondering where you guys, what worldview do you take on? Are you Christians? Are you atheists? What are you?
I'm a Christian. Yes, I am a Christian.
You're a Christian. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I was just confused by your title there. The title of your kind of show, you are science.
I believe in, if you go back and listen to some of our past shows, this is like the first time, and the first time that we've heard today has been from the Bible, which, I'm all for it. I don't really believe in religion. I believe God's universal, but, yeah, I believe in God, absolutely. I believe God's universal. I believe, Shift, I can't speak for yourself. You can answer him.
My take on what a Christian is someone who uplifts people through spirit. That is, I would say, in a more pure sense, what a real Christian is. This new version of a Christian that you see today that's plentiful and pretty much dominates the market is someone who must go to church, must sing hymns, must do these little worship ceremonies with whoever the church leader is. And this is not true Christianity. This is not the original purpose of Christianity. And I am here to basically show your spirit what really the nature of reality is, and to basically enlighten you that there are psycho-spiritual parasites out there which want to take you away from the universe and the source.
Let me ask you this, so Christianity to you is defined as somebody who gives that sort of wisdom to show spirituality. So you're both universalists. Do you believe that all religions are sincere as long as they have faith? They could be probably true.
There's a degree of universal truth or God truth in every religion. Okay. But focusing just on one particular religion, as contorted as they are today, away from their true origin, and that goes from simple Buddhism all the way to evangelical Christianity. All right, they have a narrow focus and view, and they never go outside of that. So you will only get a fraction of the truth, even from your own religion. And it's saddening. It really is. That your abilities are being stunted and kept from you, your own capabilities as a supreme being. That's pretty much what you are. You just don't realize it because you have this materialistic, this for that world view in front of you. And I'm trying to give you guys the tools to take back your own power and control. And you can become like God. The old sense, like Hercules. You can move from one place to another without breaking a sweat. You can know anything you want to by simply just meditating on your prayer. A lot of people don't realize it's a two-part game. But you have to first pray, ask God, the universe, or something, whatever it is, and then you must meditate and then receive from within, be able to decode what the universe is responding to you with.
Well, let me interject with this, okay? I see what you're saying. I think it's terribly convenient to say the things that you're saying, but my heart is burdened for you because ultimately, then that means that we know nothing. When you take all the religions of the world and you take pieces of the pie, what you're really taking is you're taking a lot of human wisdom mixed in with the truth, and you're just not going to know what the truth is. And I will agree with you on one thing. I think that the world is very duped to the point where they don't even know what Christianity is. There's too many denominations, there's too many religions surrounding Christianity, let's say. They don't even know what it is. So what you need is you need a supernatural source, what I call the Bible. Now, you're going to reject that because more than likely you're going to say it's written by men. It's not inspired by God. I'm going to reject that too. But I would say this, and this is just something I would leave you with. If we follow that particular worldview, all that you were just saying, then ultimately it comes down to, it ends up adding to zero. We know nothing. For instance, in Islam, they believe that it's okay to lie as long as it brings you further to the truth. Well, our God, my God from the Bible, says that lying is a sin. The Mormons believe you. The Mormons say you could become a god. Well, in Isaiah 43, verse 10, it says that God is the only God, and there will be no other gods before or after him. So, ultimately, I would ask a question like this. Well, okay, you say God, universal, all this other jazz. What God? Who God? Where God? How God? Which God are you talking about? There's too many gods, too many concepts, and too many human wisdom to be able to say a claim like that. And I would say if you're going to tell your audience that, all you're doing is you're driving them further into hell by patting them on the back to it. There's only one truth. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but through me. Either that claim is wrong, or he's a liar, or he's a lunatic. But he can't not be mixed in with truth, other truths, from supposed truths from other religions. It's just a philosophical error. So you're making a lot of philosophical errors when you say things like that.
I believe Jesus was on earth.
Say it again, bro.
You have to understand that the Bible is like a history lesson. It's a chronicling of reappearing patterns in our history. Okay. And you would say that I would reject all of the Bible? That's incorrect. There is plenty of history that is true in there. However, the way it is reiterated is not always clear cut and dry.
Let me clarify what I said, because you're misinterpreting what I just said. I didn't say that you don't believe in all of the Bible. What I said was you would say that the claim is that it was written by men, and you just gave an example of that. That's what a lot of people say when they don't believe in the Scriptures in a supernatural sense. You see, if you believed in the Bible as a supernatural book, which you clearly do not because you believe in some sort of universal theology that I've just never heard of before, but if you believed it was a supernatural book that was God-breathed, as the Scripture says, all Scripture is inspired by God, it means God-breathed, then you would have no problem saying, you know what, if God said X, Y, Z is black and white, there are no gods before him, we should not believe in other gods. In other words, but we should stay away from anything that claims to be a god. Or if somebody brings an idol, for instance, and says, bow down to this idol, we should stay away from that. Well, if you're a universalist, then you're going to say, well, I don't have a problem with people bowing down to things. I don't have a problem with people who believe that they are gods themselves and they can inhabit their own planets. Well, you could say that and you can claim that. I don't think your life reflects what you believe, because I think you live in a world of absolutes and purpose, and you are a person with dignity, and I should respect you as a person with that. But our God is very a very narrow focused, and he's very black and white and very objective. What you're saying is a very subjective reality that all religions sort of have a piece of truth in them. Well, no, not our God, my God from the Bible would disagree with that. So either everybody's right, including myself, which is a law of you're breaking the law of contradiction, non-contradiction, or you're right and I'm right and you're wrong. But
hey,
my God.
30 seconds left in the show. Appreciate you, Colin, and appreciate your thoughts. Have a good evening.
Sure.
We've only got 20 seconds left on the show. Appreciate the caller from New York calling in. We want to hear all opinions and all questions. This is an open forum. Lucia, have anything else before we leave for tonight?
We're going to continue with another show. We can continue talking about this.
Yeah, 12:30.
12:30?
Yep. Good night. Well, we'll be back at 12:30.